Hi everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Emma.
Yesterday we introduced the book Guinness World Records. It's a book containing all sorts of weird, wacky, and fascinating facts.
It's full of information about the fastest something, biggest something, longest something, and so on.
For example, the fastest game bird in Europe.It was an argument about this topic that motivated Sir Hugh Beaver, manager of Ireland's Guinness Brewery, to create a book that would be full of this kind of information.
Mm-hmm. At the time, around 62 years ago, there was no internet. So there was no other way of finding this sort of thing out.
Beaver got help from a couple of fact finders in London,who put together the information to create Guinness World Records, which also used to be known as the Guinness Book of Records, which kind of is the way I still think about its title.
Right. So today we're going to look at the kinds of records that appear in the book, as well as some that are not included. So let's read through the article.
Reading.
Keeping up with the world's records. Guinness World Records keeps track of human achievements and findings in the natural world. For example, the book records that the world's oldest known dog was Bluey at 29 years old.Taiwan holds some records in the book too, including the world's longest roll cake. The cake was made in May 2015 in Taipei and was 268.69 meters long. Records are sent in every year to the book's creators, but not all are accepted. If a record is considered unethical, it can be rejected.For example, the book used to publish a world's heaviest fish record. However, many fish owners overfed their fish in order to win. Thus, the record was removed from the book. Another record that didn't make the cut was for the world's largest serving of fried rice. The city of Yangzhou in China broke the record in 2015.By making a 4,192-kilogram serving of fried rice. However, the rice was used as pig feed rather than for human consumption, which later disqualified the record. To find out more crazy records for yourself, check out Guinness World Records sometime.
So the second part of our article begins by saying Guinness World Records keeps track of human achievements and findings in the natural world. By findings, F-I-N-D-I-N-G-S, findings, we mean information discovered as the result of some kind of investigation.
Mm-hmm. Findings 呢这是名词但它从动词 find, F-I-N-D, 发现演变过来的。那 findings 呢它就有调查后的结果的意思。Okay, so can you also explain the word achievement?
Sure. Achievement is spelled A-C-H-I-E-V-E-M-E-N-T, achievement, and it means something done successfully, often something that required a lot of skill, luck, hard work, effort, or courage. For example, running a marathon is an achievement.So is getting an A on every exam you've ever taken.
That's true. It's hard to be a straight A student.
Really hard. I couldn't do it.
I wasn't either.
No.
Okay, 名词 achievement 是成就的意思。那当然它从动词 achieve, 达成或是达成目标这边来的。那 achieve 是 A-C-H-I-E-V-E。这样结尾就可以了。那另外目标叫什么叫 goal, G-O-A-L, 所以达成目标我们可以说 achieve a goal, 或是 achieve my goal.所以我们可以说 she finally achieved her goal 2 years later, 她两年之后终于达成她自己的目标了。这个很棒的。Okay, so keep going. So here is our first example of a Guinness World Record. The article says, for example, the book records that the world's oldest known dog was Bluey at 29 years old.
Wow, that is a very old dog,、mm-hmm. bless him. There are all sorts of records in this book, okay? As another example, our article says...Taiwan holds some records in the book too, including the world's longest roll cake. Okay, a roll cake is a cake made up of a single long flat piece of cake that's rolled up into one big shape. For example, would be a Swiss roll kind of cake. Usually the layer has filling inside it.
那相信大家都很喜欢 roll cake 那在台湾基本上我们就叫它瑞士卷好 OK 那名词呢 record R-E-C-O-R-D 是记录的意思但是它同时也可以是动词但是重音在第二音节 record 有录影啊录音啊这样的意思好那所以我们说维持一个记录我们可以用 hold 这个字 hold a record 就是保持记录 Here's more about that cakeThe cake was made in May 2015 in Taipei and was 268.69 meters long.
That's enormous. That's like 10 swimming pools or something like that. Okay, a meter, M-E-T-E-R, meter, which uses the symbol M, the small m, it's a measurement of 100 centimeters or cm.1,000 meters is a kilometer or km. Okay, it's one of the most common units of measurement in the world. If we look at height, for example, I'm 1 meter 69 centimeters tall or 169 centimeters.
Mm-hmm, and I'm about 164 centimeters tall.
Yeah, that's pretty about right.
Okay, 那 meter 呢是公尺的意思哦，那公分呢是100公分等于1公尺对不对所以我们前面加一个 center C-E-N-T-R 有百分之一的意思所以公分叫 centimeter 那再来呢公里呢1000公尺等于1公里所以我们前面加一个 kilo K-I-L-O 代表1000的意思所以公里叫做有两种念法 kilometer 或者是 kilometer 都可以、mm-hmm. So how do you get a record into the book?
Well you contact them the people who publish the book with the proof and just tell them say here you go look at what I've done then the people who own and publish the book decide whether they will put the record in or notOur article says, records are sent in every year to the book's creators, but not all are accepted.
文章这里呢是被动语态，比如说 records are sent, 用 PP 代表被送到编辑那边。Not all are accepted, 不是全部都被接受。Okay, so here's why they might say no. The article says, if a record is considered unethical,It can be rejected.
Yeah, if something is unethical, U-N-E-T-H-I-C-A-L, unethical, okay, which is just putting un in front of ethical. Mm-hmm. If it's unethical, it is not morally correct. Someone has maybe broken a rule, cheated, done something just wrong, or maybe even hurt someone.In order to create that record.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 我们先看一下伦理的名词叫 ethics, E-T-H-I-C-S, 这个字比较难，大家知道就好，好，伦理道德 ethics. 所以符合伦理道德的 ethical, E-T-H-I-C-A-L, 所以不符合道德的，当然前面加一个 un 字首 unethical. Okay, so here's an example of that. For example, the book used to publish a world's heaviest fish record.
Yeah, so big, giant, heavy fish, okay? What is the world's heaviest fish? This is interesting, but it might cause someone to cheat, as our article says. However, many fish owners overfed their fish in order to win. To overfeed something means to give it too much food, which of course hurts the poor animal.
Yes, of course. But we do have that kind of competition in Taiwan too.
What?
Yes, but it is pigs that are involved.
That's no better, those poor things.
No, it's not. Then the article says, thus the record was removed from the book.
Yeah, they took it out. It's not in there anymore. Okay, here's another example. The article says, another record that didn't make the cut. Okay, we'll look at that in a moment. Another record that didn't make the cut was for the world's largest serving of fried rice. Okay, again, a sentence where we've got a few phrases and words to look at. The first one is the phrase, make the cut. Let's find out what it means in today's shortcut for you before we move on to the other words in that sentence.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, what's wrong?
I tried to get on the school volleyball team.
Yeah, and?
I didn't make the cut.
Cut? I thought you were playing volleyball. What did you cut?
To make the cut means to be good enough to join a team or a group.
I see. To make the cut is 符合资格达到标准.
Bingo. I didn't make the cut, so I'm not on the team this year.
I know how you can make the cut.
How?
Start your own volleyball team. That way, you'll always make the cut.
Did I ever tell you just how smart you are?
Hi guys, welcome back. So, to make the cut means to be included in a smaller selection of something, like when a player is picked from a group to be on a team, but other players aren't. One player makes the cut, the others don't.
Okay, make the cut 有达到标准符合资格的意思。比如说30个人里只有两个人录取。Only 2 applicants made the cut among 30.
Oh, so 28 people didn't make the cut.
No, they didn't. That's so sad. Okay, you said there were other words in the last sentence to explain.
That's true.
Let's repeat the sentence.Another record that didn't make the cut was for the world's largest serving of fried rice.
Okay, so that's the sentence. Another word we need to look at here is serving, S-E-R-V-I-N-G, serving. A serving, this is a noun, and it's the normal amount of food that might be put on a plate, in a bowl, or in a takeout containerfor a person to eat, okay? You could ask for a large serving, which is extra, or a small serving, which is less. You could also ask for a second serving, which means another one of the same, really. We sometimes also call it a second helping, H-E-L-P-I-N-G, helping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a serving of food 表示一人份的食物，所以 serving 这边是食物的分量哈。那六人份的食谱，就是这个食谱它做出来的菜是六人份的话，我们可以说 a recipe for 6 servings. Okay, so another word and that sentence we should look at is fried.
Okay, fried is spelled F-R-I-E-D, fried, and it's an adjective that we use to describe any food that has been cooked in hot fat, usually oil, but sometimes butter or another similar thing like that. It's related to the verb to mean that method of cooking, which is fry, F-R-Y. So fried foods, let's be honest, they taste good, right? But they are not always healthy. It does depend on how much fat or oil you use, and also what kind of fat or oil you use.
那在中华料理里面呢，其实有两种烹调方式，英文里面都叫 fry 和 F-R-Y fry， 那炸和炒。那为了区别的话呢，炸我们说 deep fry， D-E-E-P deep fry， 那炒呢、stir fry， S-T-I-R stir， stir fry、所以炸薯条叫做 French fries、字面上就是法式炸物的意思、那炒饭当然就是 fried rice， 而且这边要用的是 PP 啊，接下来当使用词，因为已经炒好了起锅了，那当然炒面叫什么，叫做 fried noodles、 So, someone made a huge serving of fried rice, but it didn't get into Guinness World Records.
Nope.
Why?
Well, the article first says the city of Yangzhou in China broke the record in 2015 by making a 4,192-kilogram serving of fried rice.
Wow.
Now, remember earlier we talked about meters for length? Here's another measurement. Kilogram, K-I-L-O-G-R-A-M, kilogram, or kilogram, some people say, and we'll just use kg as a symbol, or say kilo. Kilograms are used to measure weight. We've also got a gram, 1,000 grams in a kilogram, and the other way, 1,000 kilograms make a ton. But neither Emma nor I will tell you how many kilograms we weigh, so don't ask.
No, right, just don't, Okay, 那 gram 呢是公克 ,gram, 那一公斤呢就是 kilogram, 或者我们可以直接说 kilo, 那还有 ton 就是公吨的意思。So 200 grams of tomatoes, 200克的番茄 then more than 4 tons of fried rice,that's huge,
yes.
But why isn't it in Guinness World Records?
Our article says, however, the rice was used as pig feed rather than for human consumption, which later disqualified the record. So feed is a noun and it's used to mean animal food. We also saw the word consumption, which is another way of saying eating, and the sentence means that all this rice wasn't eaten by humans, but by pigs.
Consumption 有消耗掉、吃掉的意思，从动词 consume 来 ，C-O-N-S-U-M-E， and that's why it was disqualified.
Yep, to disqualify means that something has broken the rules, so it's not allowed in the competition.
Okay, qualify 动词有符合资格的意思，所以 dis 这个字首 disqualify 就是使丧失资格。However, there are plenty of other interesting records in the book.
That's right, and our article finishes by saying, to find out more crazy records for yourself, check out Guinness World Records sometime. Okay, it's now time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question is, which world record would you like to break and why, Emma?
That's interesting. So, I think I can own the most expensive diamond ring in the world. What about you, Pat?
Well, I'd like the one that Guinness World Records already has, the best-selling copyrighted book. I'll have to get writing to make that happen. I'd also happily win most Indian food eaten in a day, or the most awards for stage acting.Okay. My brother also, he gave me a record once. He said the smelliest fart. Is that, can I get in? Am I there?
I guess not unless you reproduce that fart in front of like Guinness people.
Oh, I can't do that. Okay. Oh, well, maybe I'll never get that record, though I still think I own it. That's mine. That's my record.
Okay.
Thanks for watching us today, everybody. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Emma.
We'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Keeping up with the world's records. Guinness World Records keeps track of human achievements and findings in the natural world. For example, the book records that the world's oldest known dog was Bluey at 29 years old. Taiwan holds some records in the book too, including the world's longest roll cake. The cake was made in May 2015 in Taipei,and was 268.69 meters long. Records are sent in every year to the book's creators, but not all are accepted. If a record is considered unethical, it can be rejected. For example, the book used to publish a world's heaviest fish record. However, many fish owners overfed their fish in order to win.Thus, the record was removed from the book. Another record that didn't make the cut was for the world's largest serving of fried rice. The city of Yangzhou in China broke the record in 2015 by making a 4,192-kilogram serving of fried rice. However, the rice was used as pig feed rather than for human consumption. which later disqualified the record. To find out more crazy records for yourself, check out Guinness World Records sometime.
Vocabulary Review.
Achievement. The writer won a prize for her achievements in children's writing. Meter. If you walk 100 meters that way and then turn right, you'll find the park. Serving. We're supposed to eat several servings of fruits and vegetables each day. Fried. I like fried food, but I don't eat it often because it's unhealthy. Kilogram. Amy lost 5 kilograms over the past year because she started exercising.